We're back.
We are back.
So we talked about calling.
Calling.
So that's a big C.
Right. The inner call, the external call. And hopefully you worked on some of those worksheets. I know it requires a little bit of work, but I think if you just try one, you'll find that it's fun.
And then do if it you with get your spouse, if you're married, very all cool, of those friends.
So now we're moving from calling to competence. And competence really is about learning and
your
growing.
Capacity. They call that leadership capacity. Right.
So we have some Bible examples. For example, so we're going to talk about, first of all, mentors.
Right.
Moses mentored Joshua for 40 years, and then, you know, Joshua took over.
Yep.
Timothy was sort of, you know, Paul was like the captain, and Timothy was like his young lieutenant, and he's writing all these encouraging things, 1st and 2nd Timothy. Philippians 3:17, Paul says, "Join with others in following my example, brothers, and take note of those who live according to the pattern we gave you." Now, that's pretty bold.
It is.
What do you think of that? I mean, is that something you think you could say?
You know, as years gone by, yes, I want to invite others to follow my example.
In some ways, whether we say it, I think when we see the words and then to go, would I say that? No. Mm-hmm. But this is what we do when we lead. Yeah.
And
right?
Even parents would do that.
Yeah.
Without, you know, it's some 24-year-old all of a sudden has a baby and they have to figure out how to be an example to a baby.
Right. So we do this. This is what really leadership is. Leadership, anytime you lead anything, you're really saying, follow my example.
Right. So really everyone is sort of a mentor, sort of.
Yes. So I think we have to get over this mentality that, you know.
Right.
So we need people, examples to follow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bob Dylan sang a song, you got to follow somebody.
Yeah, serve someone.
You got to serve somebody. And that's that idea that you don't just become who you are in a vacuum.
Right.
So if you are influenced by the people around you, why not find really good people?
Yes. And that's really the essence of competence, that is leadership capacity you gain from mentors.
Right. So you need a mentor at CLI. Number one, in order to lead, you must show those you lead that you too follow. And the example there is Moses and Joshua.
Yeah. So you got Moses. If you read the stories of Moses, it's a hassle for him.
Yeah.
The people are grumbling all the time.
Are grumbling. Like, I mean, his whole career is like he's demonstrating God's presence and God's salvation.
Yeah.
And then the next time trouble happens, they blame Moses.
Yes.
I mean, he's got the kick me sign on him like nobody's business. And because of that, he lost his cool, hit the rock, you know, he hit the bricks.
Yeah.
And because of that, he gets disqualified from going into the promised land because he couldn't control his temper. But, you know, you look at Moses and I have a lot of sympathy for him.
I mean, we're both church planter types, and we know when you plant a church, people are grumpy.
Yes.
Grumpy, grumpy, grumpy.
Right. So I remember when I planted a church, and I remember some people, some of my best people eventually rebelled against me.
Yeah.
But you know why? When I reflected on this Moses Joshua thing, because let's finish the story. Moses had all this trouble.
Right.
But when you read about Joshua, he didn't have as much trouble.
Yeah.
And the reason I think he didn't have trouble is he modeled what it is to follow somebody for 40 years.
Yes.
So when he took over, it's like, okay, how should you treat me? Well, how, like I treated Moses for 40 years, I gave you a good example.
Yeah.
So in my church planting, I remember we were planting the church and people would say, you know, what about this and what about that? And the denomination says you should do that. And I said, what does the denomination know?
Yeah.
I think we should. And so I boldly led and the church grew. But eventually people wanted to be like me. And what did I do? I dissed the people above me. Instead of honoring them. Now, I know sometimes the people in your life aren't perfect.
Right.
But they don't have to be perfect for you to honor them.
Yes.
Find the thing in this mentor. The point is that you need to show that you are not the king of the hill.
Yes.
Or everyone around you will want to be the king of the
hill.
And
knock you off the
mountain.
Right.
Number two, Mentors can help you learn the easy way.
1 Corinthians 11, verse 1. Be imitators of me as I am of Christ.
Right. So this, I think, you know, parenting, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you try to tell the kids, look, I've been there. I went down this trail, and it doesn't end well.
Right.
And sometimes the kids don't learn because they have to learn it for themselves. But that's the hard way.
Yes.
So if you can find mentors in your life that have actually overcome things, have succeeded at some things, and you know, how do you do it?
Right.
How do you get people to follow you? How do you have a great marriage? How do you get your kids, you know, on the same page?
We have noticed that CLI students, called leaders, who become robust, who become open-minded about including godly mentors in their life, they tend to do very well. Steve.
Right.
Very well.
Right.
And even people who had no mentors, no help, and they took earlier getting started classes, and they, even in a very timid way, found some mentors. It changed their life.
Well, I think most of us are who we are because somebody in our life took the time to say something, to encourage us, to show us how to do something.
Right.
My fifth grade teacher noticed an art project of mine and said, you're really creative. And, you know, I didn't know that.
Right.
But from then on,
I'm
that's who I am, you know.
I love that.
Okay, why you need a mentor at CLI, the nature of online learning.
Yeah, Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 12. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other.
Okay, so Henry, you know a lot about this online learning. Why is a mentor so important to succeed at online?
Well, we're going to give you the cognitive, the classroom, the best practices. We're going to include things you've never heard of or thought about before. But in a lot of ways, ministry is a doing subject. It's about experience. There's an art to it, not just the science of it. There's a people side. And that brings a lot of things we cannot teach. It's more of the apprentice model of learning that was actually in society until the industrial age, where everything went more in the factory, where you get people all together.
Right.
But before that, it was sort of like generations. You'd learn from your father, you'd learn from community leaders. That was the native way learning took place until the Enlightenment, when it changed into the university. And then at the university, they sort of brought the mentors, the paid mentors, were there with the students, and they tried to make this all more into a factory model.
Right.
But the internet has introduced the bringing it back to the apprentice model if we choose to do that intentionally.
Right.
So we can deliver the cognitive, the intellect, the knowledge, but then you can connect that with people in your area, your indigenous area. We like to call it indigenous, a term there.
Yeah.
But your local people that have insights into this. So you can surround yourself with people of experience. And then we can teach you some of the best practices and the good thinking about ministry.
I think the other thing about the online, you know, because even that university model, there was a class, you're with a whole group of people, you paid some money,
right?
And the class is every Monday, Wednesday, Friday,
right?
So there's a schedule, and you had paid a lot of money, so you got to.
Right.
Whereas online here, you don't have to go to class today.
Right.
You can skip today.
Right.
You don't have to do it tomorrow. You don't have to do it next week. You can do it whenever you want. There's no gun to your head.
Right.
No one's making you do it.
Right.
You have to intrinsically want it.
Right.
And you have to figure out, I mean, the beauty of it is you can put it in any place you want in your schedule, but that's also what makes it difficult.
Yeah.
Because you can do that, you can just not do it. You can procrastinate, push it off. Now, if you have a mentor, And you explain to this mentor, yeah, I'm taking this class, and the next time you meet, the mentor says, well, how's it going? And you say, well, I haven't done a thing. Well, see, there's a little bit of subtle encouragement to keep at it. So it's really about habit and discipline. And, you know, when you join a team, it's a whole lot easier to exercise because everyone is doing it, and you're sort of forced to go along.
Right.
But on your own,
right.
it's really difficult. And so to have someone in your life that is encouraging you and challenging you is essential with online learning.
It is. It really is.
All right. The nature of the church. Okay. Hebrews 10, 24 through 25.
Let us consider how we may spur one another on.
Now, what's that word spur from?
Is that a horse word?
So my son has horses, and they put on their boots, they have these little sharp little pointy things. And they, it's like, so, you know.
That's definitely not
please
gentle.
Please sign me up for spurring. But, you know, sometimes that's what we need, right?
Yeah. Toward love, good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another all the more as you see the day of my road.
I love this verse because it I think this is to motivation is probably twofold. We need a little spurring sometimes, a little challenge. Right. So I hope you see that in what we're trying to do. Sometimes we're like, come on, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's take the hill. And sometimes we're like, you can do it.
Right.
You know, you have the gifts. Right. You have the ability. God has a call on your life. Come on, get out of bed. Get up. Let's go. And this is what you need in a mentor.
Yeah.
Someone who's not just going to be always patting you on the back.
Right,
but sometimes they're pushing you out the door.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. All right.
How do you get a mentor, or better yet, a team of mentors?
Number one, look for godly men or women. So you want people that are further down the trail than you are.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, this is probably the, you know, all of us know godly men and women, perhaps, but a lot of times we're just shy, too intimidated to just ask. Now, you're a good asker.
Yeah.
So how does someone get over this timid thing? What do people fear about asking, I guess?
They're fearing rejection.
Yeah.
You know, and they're fearing failure. Somebody may say no.
Right.
And, in fact, some say no. I don't have time. But some say yes.
So how do you get over that fear of rejection?
You know something? First of all, ask the Lord to put someone in my mind. Okay. Then I put down, when am I going to do it? Who am I going to ask? Then I will fear the pushback. I mean, I will have it. I'll feel it. And at times even fear it. I mean, I'm just human. You know, it's like, what happens? Well, you know, and then I'll pray about it. And then I find one simple thing. Do.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Do it.
Right, because in my mind, I start going, well, this is probably the wrong time to call. You're probably busy. You probably, you know, I start talking myself right out of it.
Oh, we're head cases.
Yeah.
I know you're a head case, too. You know, and people will say no. I mean, so, and sometimes, Christian Leaders Institute, after somebody will watch this, the last meeting be their mentor when I have zero time anymore, because I'm mentoring a bunch of people already. But then you'll be discouraged. Like I said no to someone, they're like, see, it doesn't work. And I was like, oh, no, but yes, it does. Ideally, there will be someone in your circle of relationship that has available time that will say yes, and they will say yes to you.
And, you know, you've asked some pretty high up there people to mentor you.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's like a long shot. And yet sometimes people say yes.
Well, one of them is our prime mentor back in the 1990s. We were planted in church. You heard our story a little bit. And then we started getting together more and more. And so an Amway distributor tried to get me into Amway in Colorado on one of my church plants. And I was so impressed that here this ordinary man who had a speech impediment working for the military was so bold. And I thought to myself, if I could be that bold for the gospel.
Yeah.
And then I thought to myself, you know, I went to school in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know Amway is connected to Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yeah.
I sent a fax, this is 1993.
A what?
A fax. Fax, you know, to the corporate headquarters, attention, Rich DeVos. And the question was, will you be my mentor? And then I had mentioned Steve, so it was basically a mentoring project of two young church planters who want to share Christ to the world. And within 24 hours, amazingly, he sent me a fax, that's right, we have fax machine too. His secretary did, and said, yes, Mr. DeVos will be your mentor, and with that were phone numbers, car phones back then, numbers, and then it began a relationship where we actually flew to South Florida. We went to Orlando Magic Games, and all these meetings were fun and all that. And it was from a simple ask, will you be my mentor?
Right.
So, I mean, so we're not promising you a rose garden like
this. I mean, that fax might have said, no, I don't have any time.
Yeah, in fact, there are many others that I did send, and they said no. But the Lord will open doors if you have that openness to actually want to be mentored by someone. Right. We were early 30s. I mean,
But it changed our lives.
It did. It changed our lives.
So how to get a mentor, or better yet, a team of mentors. Once you have a mentor, don't just sit back and let them do all the work. Like, don't become a dependent.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, a really good mentor wants somebody who wants to do something, who wants to become a great leader, who wants to follow God's call. And so you set the agenda. You say, you know, what you're trying to do. You ask, you know, the specific kind of help. Don't just sit back and go, well, you know, I'm this dependent person. You got to walk me through everything.
Right. And I think, too, it's important not to have an angle. I didn't think of Rich DeVos as the billionaire who would support our ministry. I didn't need support. We were already doing ministry.
Right.
I just was impressed that he has something to give when it comes to how do we get bold. If everybody would be that bold, like they are in Amway, for the gospel, it would change the world. That was what interested me.
Right.
And in out of these mentor relationships, yes, there can be funding, there can be support, there are new opportunities can have. But don't go into a mentor relationship with some angle. And I remember when we first met Rich, very first time we come to Florida, and he asked us,
What do you want?
Why do you want to see me? And basically said, we want to learn how to reproduce leaders worldwide.
Right.
How
do we get people so enthusiastic about their faith that they're willing to study, to listen to lectures, and read? Oh, that's Christian leaders.
Yeah, right. I mean, really, I mean, that is.
Right. So that vision from way back when we're seeing fulfilled in you.
Right. It's pretty awesome.
So number four, take the initiative in the ongoing relationship.
Yeah.
Again, don't be a dependent.
Don't be a spammer. Don't overdo it.
Right. Yeah. Just, you know, it's because a mentor, generally a good mentor is busy. And that's why they're a good mentor. And so you don't want to be a dependent.
Well, and what we did, and we would recommend it, is we asked Rich about what type of boundaries, how often do we want to meet.
Right.
And we had our twice a year meeting. We had the winter meeting and the summer meeting.
Right.
And those were beautiful times. And we had an agenda. We came with, here are our questions.
Yes.
And so many of you might, you know, and again, it's not going to be all perfect. Some years you might not meet health. I remember 2 years he had the huge health issues.
Right.
And then,
right.
you know, but it worked very well in terms of learning from him how to reproduce leaders.
And that was that kind of a mentor. You and I, well, you know, we've been mentors to one another.
And
that was more, you know, regular, you know.
I mean, if you're married to a godly spouse,
he
or she is a mentor.
Right.
And people who recommend you to commend you for ministry, because we love to create environments where you are recommended, that's powerful. Many times that recommender is a mentor.
Right. Right. So they're all around you. The important thing is to get at least somebody.
Yes, exactly.
All right. We'll see you again next time.